A comedy advice podcast.
An advice podcast for Stefan
and friends
to make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Stefan?
Comedy advice podcast.
Where's Rand? When's the last time you've heard from him?
I just texted him today to see if he's alive.
Then I've been dying to ask him about haircut tips during the quarantine. Because I'm in dire need.
It's getting long. You're getting a little wave.
Yeah, it's awful. I'm like, probably this weekend I'll ask my wife to take a crack at it.
I mean, you
nah,
can
dude,
that.
You got to ride it out.
Yeah.
Ride it out to see how long you can grow it.
I've had shoulder length hair before.
Damn, really?
Yeah, what? In high school.
Oh, yeah,
college.
I remember your license.
Damn. So I've been there. I've done that.
You don't miss it?
In July and June? No.
Yeah, I know, right?
God. Yeah, that's what I'm kind of doing right now, too. My hair's growing real long. I'm just...
You know. Is that the longest you've had it?
No, it's actually not the longest I've had it. I was a real bum in college. So I bought one 5-pack. I was a wannabe beach bum. I wasn't even a beach bum. I wasn't that cool. So I would ride on my longboard. I had a 5-pack of white shirts, a 5-pack of black shirts, and 2 pairs of jeans. And
wow, living the simple life, huh?
Yeah, real minimalist. So
I was just having your hair blowing in the wind, huh?
Yeah, my greasy ass hippie hair growing as well. But and then that was when I was at ASU at that time, and that was when they didn't have the signs that prohibited riding bikes, riding skateboards, and all that shit in the middle of the campus. So
they don't allow that anymore?
No. And I 100% understand why, because every time I went there, it was like navigating an obstacle course. I would see
that was
two
half
or three
the fun.
Crashes a day.
You'd always run into people and stuff probably, huh?
Yeah, I was fucked.
Stefan, what year did you graduate ASU?
2011.
Okay, me too.
Oh. Maybe we crashed into each other.
Very well could have been.
Nice.
What the heck? That's crazy.
Cool.
So I would longboard all over campus too. And my goal was just to go as fast as I could. As fast as I could. I don't care. But I had my truck so loose that it kind of felt like snowboarding because you could carve, right?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And I had a Sector 9 that had it had like a regular skateboard nose and a tail, so I could actually pop it up both ways. A lot of longboards that are just completely flat, like I can't handle those ones. Is that what you the design you had?
It was pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had that. I had a skateboard too, but I couldn't really ride the skateboard too well. Well, for long terrain, I could ride it and do a couple tricks. I mean, I could kickflip, but other than that, if I was trying to go Tempe Town Lake, there'd just be a little pebble and then I'd hit it and then go flying. So
that's happened to me before too. I was such a wannabe skater. I wanted to, like, I played Tony Hawk's video games too much. I was like, God, I want to be like that so bad.
I know you
I can barely do like a kickflip like a couple of times, you know. But it was the same thing. The exact same thing happened. I was on a skateboard and then I just hit rocks and I flipped over and landed on my back, like right in front of girls. It was like a stupid 80s movie. It was the worst thing.
And it always happens when somebody cool is watching that you're trying to impress. Like some girls are walking down Tempe Town Lake. You've got the music blaring. Oh, here I am doing everything I can. I don't know if you remember that. That's a callback to Tony Hawk 1.
Oh, man.
Cam, you're like 5 years old, so that's you were probably...
Yeah, I think I started with 4, probably.
You were... Oh, my God. I still remember the blue cartridge for Tony Hawk 1. Mm-hmm. I got it for the N64. You don't even know what a cartridge is. It's fine.
I know what an N64 is. Yeah, I didn't play Tony Hawk, though. I think when I started with Tony Hawk, it was on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. 1?
Yep.
Oh, that's like the same shit. They came out at the same time.
Yeah, I'm old-ish, you know? I'm not that much younger, I don't think.
All right, that's fair. How old are you, 25?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're Anthony's age. I'm 30. I'm turning 32 on Sunday.
Oh, shit, son.
Oh, damn.
Old.
Isn't that also Father's Day?
Yes. Yes. I'm also becoming a father. No, I'm not. All right. No.
Well, you're just going to take all the attention away from all the fathers like that, huh? By being born on that day?
I know it was a dick move of my parents, but they were like, this kid's going to starve it for attention. So let's just.
Is Father's Day the same day every year? It's always a Sunday, though, right? Your birthday is not always a Sunday.
No. It's not. So it doesn't always hit Father's Day. So my dad doesn't hate me 6 out of 7 years.
And then but this Sunday, he's going to hate you for you making him get you a gift.
Yeah.
On Father's Day.
It's got to be like a hostage exchange. Like, all right, at the same time.
Yeah.
But give me your gift, I'll give you mine.
I'm the age, though, where he gives me the shitty Father's Day gifts, too. So I'll get a tie, he gets a tie. I'm like, we give each other the look. Like,
you get the same tie?
Yeah, we're like, oh, we hate each other and ourselves. Great. Good. All right, guys.
That's adorable.
This is great. This is great banter. I loved getting warmed up with you guys here on a Comedy Advice podcast. My name's Stefan, for all you listeners who haven't heard a single episode before. And I'm joined today by co-host Eric Hughes.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
I don't think they can answer, but I think they're doing well. And then we're also joined by a very special recurring guest, Cam Sneed.
Hey, hello, everyone. How are you? Nope, still nothing.
Still nothing. Cam,
I pictured it in my head.
I just wanted to ask you, if you were to have a song written about your name, how would you have it? Because that's how I imagined it. Like a big buildup on the Cam, and then the Sneed was real quick.
Oh, yeah. Like a Cam Sneed.
Oh, shit. Like a big drop. I like that.
That's got to be a club banger, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Popping.
Oh, Cam. I wouldn't mind it if you're asking.
That's pretty good. Would you like, I was gonna say Paul Rudd, but he's not the guy that says another one. That's DJ Khaled. Yes. Often confused.
close.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd is way more talented than DJ Khaled.
I thought you were gonna say DJ Khaled's much more talented, but no. Yes, that makes sense.
DJ Khaled isn't that talented.
DJ Khaled was not Ant-Man. Anyway, Eric, what about you? Would you if you had a song about your name, what would it be like? Would it be a dubstep? Would it be a ska? I could see a ska.
I have a feeling like someone would write a country song and I'd have to begrudgingly be like, it was okay. Yeah.
Oh God. Well, I think that's good. At least it wouldn't be like a Creed song, which I feel my name would be. It'd be like Stefan Satani.
Satani. Stefan. You would love it if you had a Creed song with your name in it.
Oh my God, I would be smitten if I had a Creed song after me. Yeah, but here's to hoping. So, lead singer of Creed, Creed Bratton, or whatever your name is, please
be listening. Creed Bratton. He's the lead singer of Creed. Oh, that band, Creed's band.
Oh,
from the Office Creed.
Yeah, that's it. I'm really bad with names this episode. I mean, Paul Rudd, DJ Khaled, Creed Bratton. But I think I need some inspiration, guys. That's why we're going to juice ourselves up and get nice and firm with inspiration.
Oh, yeah, I love the juice.
And we're going to, I'm squeezing my hands as we do it. But we're going to squeeze some inspiration out of this tasty motivational quote. And it comes from a robot called InspireBot. It's an AI generation machine that takes some of the wisest words and then intertwines them together for a really nice quote that we can digest. So I don't know why my voice is getting higher. It's going to get a little higher. So anyway, this week, Eric, would you like to read this quote from InspireBot?
You got it. When we die, everything will seem like a dream. So you might as well watch TV and forget your mind. And then the photo is some like chick standing next to a lake. Looks like Tempe Town Lake, so it's probably not a. It probably smells.
Yeah. She doesn't
right after
look.
She threw a body in it.
Yep.
It looks
just
like,
off screen.
Yeah, it looks
there.
Like her dress is actually see through. So this might be like one of those. It might be the start of a porn. I don't know. I don't know where inspiration and Spyrobot gets its pictures from. But
yeah, that didn't feel very inspiring.
No,
I felt like it yeah, you guys felt inspired by that. So I was just like,
yeah,
everything's a lie anyway, so you might as well watch TV.
Yeah, it seemed like the exact opposite of inspiring, right? It kind of seems
I guess it inspires you to watch TV.
Yeah, I'm inspired to binge some Netflix now.
Yeah, maybe that's true, guys. We're putting a spin on it. It motivates you to watch TV. And then what's the only thing that any person talks about these days? Oh, do you know what I saw on Netflix? I saw this show. Oh, so yeah. Then you'll be educated. And then that's going to prepare you for your social circles and dinner parties and everything, Zoom parties, what have you, when you're back into these social interactions. And you can be like, oh, yes, I watched that. So then you'll be seen as an elite amongst your social circles.
And then you feel like you're living again. Right. You know everything.
Exactly. You're like, I watched all seasons of Arrested Development. I can tell you season 4 wasn't so good. Seasons 1 through 3 slapped, but then season 5 was just in the middle. And then people are like, wow, you know so much.
Oh my God, have you guys watched Ozark? Just talk about TV the whole time.
Yeah, you know, Jason Bateman was also in Ozark, and like, he makes connections. Yeah. Wow. So yeah, I think maybe that is inspirational after all.
It inspires me to do something.
There you go. It's inspiring action. Whether that action is to stay in a vegetative state and watch TV for hours, that doesn't matter. It's still an action. So I feel inspired.
Yeah. That's what I'd say.
Eric,
you know, at least Netflix checks if you're still alive. It does that, like, hey, he's still watching, he's still there, he's still breathing.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to waste bandwidth on, you know, just bodies.
I've never thought of it that way, but that's very nice. That is very considerate of Netflix to be like, hey, do you want me to wait for you? Like, is everything okay there?
Do you think Netflix will send a wellness check if someone doesn't hit on there?
Oh, I think Netflix is gonna dominate and acquire Life Alert. So they'll be like, have you fallen and you can't get up? Is something should I call someone? And I think they might take it over. So Netflix is just going to.
They should partner with that. Honestly, should partner with like Alexa and all those things. Those should, because they don't have to be, you know, they don't have to be wearing it. They just have to shout out, right?
That's a good idea. That's an actual good idea. So I agree.
I don't know. I don't want Netflix and is Alexa Amazon?
Yeah,
Alexa's
yeah.
from Amazon, isn't it? I don't want them teaming up if they haven't already.
Oh, they've
that's
done
like,
it.
That's like. That's just dangerous, you know? That's like when the Power Rangers that would all combine, the Transformers would all combine.
To Megazord. Like,
you're talking about Voltron?
Yeah. I guess there's a few of those old cartoons where they all got together and made one big thing.
Yeah,
Voltron's probably the original one.
Japan loves giant robots.
Yeah.
And it's hard to blame them.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I mean, they are super cool. But I think to that analogy though, that's a really good thing, and that was very entertaining to watch, so maybe it's gonna be awesome. Unless they're the bad guy, unless they're a bad evil robot, then that would be bad.
Yeah, it sounds like too much power, you know. Too much power.
Yeah we don't want Amazon to get too much power. That would be really
no
yeah, we need Amazon to chill.
God,
I would still like my packages in 2 days though.
Yes. Please and thank you.
So, you know what they should do? Amazon should team up with Netflix and start delivering like DVD rentals.
Cam, so 5 minutes ago, Amazon and Netflix should never unite. You know what would be a good idea? If Amazon and Netflix united.
And through Amazon, they can send DVDs to you. Netflix can send DVDs to you.
Doesn't Netflix still offer that?
They do.
I don't know. Do they?
I think they do.
Still use that, you think?
I know there are small actually, if you think about it, there are still areas, unfortunately, that don't have super great internet connections. So they are using physical media.
Right. Yeah, I guess that was a pretty American question.
Actually, it is people in America. A lot of other countries have a lot faster internet and cheaper internet than we do.
Oh, we're the ones with the bad internet?
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's us.
God, I wasn't ready for this.
Why do you think I had to cancel last week's episode? Because of
I know, right?
Especially the one with the bad internet.
I was so, that's me. I'm getting those physical copies of DVDs. Yeah, it's a rough life over here in North Phoenix, but I will survive. All right, guys. I feel like we're motivated. We're ready to roll. We're going to start with a question. This one comes from our fan, Celeste. She says, how to teach my grandmother to use a phone to text. My grams is 86 years old. She is still super active, drives her car, helps and works in my uncle's bar, cooks, cleans, She's just dumb when it comes down to electronics. Ever since she was around 70 years old, we've all been trying to teach her how to use her phone to text people. She recently upgraded to a phone that takes pictures and manages to send me empty messages or weird photos of her hand or mouth whenever she is trying to call me or whenever she is bored and just looking in her phone. She occasionally calls me to go to her house to turn off her flashlight that she managed to get on. If you have any tips for me, it would be nice. She's getting nervous and making me nervous as well. Sincerely, old folks phone. So, guys, do we don't want to hit a tender spot here, but do we have grandmas that are alive and well?
Yeah. Not that old. My grandma's actually pretty young.
Okay, humble so brag she's, or just
she's,
straight up?
Yeah, she's great with a cell phone. I'm not worried about her at all.
I don't get any pics of her mouth or hand or whatever. Yeah. It's like.
Dude, imagine having like all these old grandma mouth pictures in your phone and like grandma hands, you know?
Oh, God, imagine that. And then your girlfriend sees.
Grandma
then...
listeners, but.
Yeah, and your girlfriend sees and she thinks it's something else because a lip, does, it looks like a, another lip. No, she's like, why are you looking at old crusty things here?
Oh, boy.
So anyway, I had to answer to that yesterday. But anyway, I think that what you could do is maybe team up with Alexa and get an Alexa so she can just say things. Because can't you connect Alexa with your phone and you can say, Alexa, send a message. Or even on your phone, Siri does that.
You're right. We should give grandma more technology. That's how we should solve this problem. Grandma, you need more technology.
Oh, my God.
Let's hook you up to more internet things where you need more passwords and more chargers.
I mean, to InspireBot's point, maybe just get her Netflix and then she can just Netflix and chill and then you don't have to worry about her because she'll be staying put watching Friends or Ozark, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing that with grandma, you know. I think it sounds like overall we just need to simplify things. Just watch more TV.
There you go. You know? There you go.
I'll just need to sit and watch more TV.
To your point about simplifying things, have you actually seen there are cell phones marketed for the elderly and they look like flip phones still and they have the gigantic buttons on them so they can't miss and misdial?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
That's what they need.
One of my favorite things that it's definitely not one of my favorite things, but I missed seeing this when I was on the train to go from New Jersey to New York. You would see people on their phones and then you could tell who was fucking blind because they would have their phone and then their text would be 4 inches long. And I could see it from the last car to their car. And I'm like, Jesus, but a lot of old people, but they knew how to use the phones. Maybe set grandma's settings for larger font. So that she can actually see things. Because maybe it's just a visual issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could hire a monkey that knows how to use a cell phone to just walk around with grandma and to use it. And all you have to do is, obviously the monkey only knows sign language. So you have to teach your grandma.
I saw Congo. I know how it works.
So you have to teach your grandma sign language and then she can communicate to the monkey what she wants the monkey to do with the cell phone and then the monkey can do it for her. Easy.
Oh, got it. I like it. What type of monkey are we talking about? Are we talking about
a marmoset?
Oh, obviously.
Those are the little ones that like fit in your hand or your pocket or whatever.
a little marmoset. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
As they call them, texting monkeys. As the that's really good. Okay.
There's probably one in Eric's jungle behind him right there.
Yep, right back here.
Yeah, you see it right there? Pretty small.
Grandma, is that you?
Are we asking too much of grandma? Because at 86 years old, that puts her born in the 1930s, right? And we're chastising her for not being able to, you know, figure out texting and all that.
Yeah. See, that's what I was thinking.
Let's cut her a break. Like, let's cut her a break.
Does she really even need a cell phone?
Yeah.
Like we said, just get the life alert and
just be like, die already, grandma. We're done. Oh. With you. You don't need to. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Just put her on Ozarks. Just give her Ozarks. Ozarks and then one button to let us know if you're dying or not. Other than that, you're good.
Does it need to be like one of those what is it called, like the dead man's latch, the dead man's switch, where you have to be holding the button down, and as soon as you lose consciousness or whatever, it activates.
Yeah, it's like that, except I don't have that, so we'll just use a grenade instead.
Yeah. A grenade. Here, Grams, hold this live grenade.
And then when she loses when she loses grip, then that's when you know.
I'm picturing that scene from Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Where exactly that happens.
Yeah. Hey, gotta hang on.
Hang on, Grams. All right.
Grandma's got good grip.
get that denture grip. Slather her hand in it.
Oh, hold on.
She'll be holding it for years.
All right. Well, that was some great advice, guys. Thank you so much. We're going to move on to the next segment, which is celeb advice. Now, this is where we read an article from a very trustworthy news source, and then we give celebs advice. We take advice from celebs. We just talk about celebs. So, Eric, would you like to read this juicy, moist goss that comes from Vanity Fair?
This article is something else. So yeah, let's do it. Gwyneth Paltrow's new candle smells like her orgasm. That's one hell of a headline. Gwyneth Paltrow and her private parts are at it again, capitalizing off the success of, quote, "This smells like my vagina," her $75 candle for Goop that sold out in a matter of hours. The actor announced Tuesday that she's launching a new scent, and this time it smells like her orgasm. According to the Goop website, the Iron Man star's climax smells like, quote, "tart grapefruit, neroli, and ripe cassis berries blended with gunpowder tea and Turkish rose absolutes for a scent that's sexy, surprising, and wildly addictive." What the fuck did I just read? This is a candle? Okay, the candle comes back in a box printed with fireworks and is available for pre-order now. Hold on, it said fireworks? Box printed with fireworks. Got it. This isn't the first time the Paltrow and Goop have cashed in on their female anatomy to stir up a little controversy. In the past, the company has shocked customers by endorsing vaginal steaming, a $15,000 24 karat plated vibrator, and jade yoni eggs. Oh my god. That last one got them fined $145,000 in civil penalties for unsubstantiated claims. No shit. Paltrow told Jimmy Fallon that the whole idea for this line of candles evolved into something punk rock, feminist. And admittedly, there's something pretty punk about getting rich people to pay $75 to make their whole house smell like your genitalia.
Thank you for
what
getting
what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I have. Thank you for getting through that read, Eric. That was a wild ride.
That's like real stuff, you know, like that's something real going on in the world.
That's real. That's going on. And no one's paying attention to it because of everything else that's going on. This is shocking to me. I feel, one, who the fuck is going in and describing and identifying the smells of her O? I mean, does she just imagine if, like, Cam, if you just rub one out and you're like, well,
Yep.
There's hints of lavender. I feel kind of an oaky scent. Barrel aged.
Hold on. There is no way that Cam would be allowed to set up a candle shop that smelled like. Shut down immediately.
I think he Why should. Not? He should call him Camdles, and it's all like 100%
Camdles.
Oh god. Now I have to.
Quick.
All right, that's it. You sealed my destiny.
Hey, good news. Camdles.com is available.
Oh, lock it in. Lock it in. Let's do it.
Oh, thank
you. Now I just got to figure out what everybody's orgasm smells like.
No, just yours. It's all Cam's orgasms. That's all.
Yeah, just mine.
Just
yeah.
Like, I mean, Gwyneth, does she have a fucking...
Is that gunpowder?
can you fucking imagine there are scientists or people that have gotten PhDs, studied for half of their lives, and then they have to explain to their parents, oh, do you know what I do for a living? I analyze my boss's semen and excrement and then identify what it smells like.
Dude, how do you figure out? I mean, oh god, it's great. I want one though.
That being said, I did order one, so I will have one soon here. Yeah. Once we get
Is that
together.
Why the company's called Goop?
Oh
yeah, great name.
Oh god. Goop. I'm okay with moist, but I don't like the word goop. It's very, I just feel like there's this viscous fluid that's coming out of my mouth as I say it. It's just like goop.
Ooh, viscous, good word.
Thanks. I looked it up this morning.
See, it's kind of ironic that like such a brilliant marketing company that would, you know, like market Gwyneth Paltrow's orgasm. Like, obviously you want to know what that smells like, you know, but they called themselves Goop, which is a horrible name for a candle company.
No, it's, get it, you know? it's Gwyneth Paltrow's company. It's not just a candle company. I don't even know what the hell it is, but it's a lot of different things that she's got going on. She's got a Netflix show because Netflix, the more you watch, the more educated you are. Learn about her company, and it's all about empowering women, though, I think. That's the main.
Oh, yeah, right. It's real punk rock. That's what she said.
That's right. It's real. That should be their slogan. It's real punk rock. And come.
She owned it, huh?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, it just ended up being this real punk rock women empowerment thing. Where everybody just gets to smell what my vagina smells. Like, okay, Gwyneth Paltrow, I guess.
God damn. I mean, yeah, and to Eric's point, a guy could not be like, I am selling a candle that smells like my spunk. And
it smells like my balls. What's wrong? You guys don't want a candle that smells like my balls? Crazy,
even huh? Even if I tell you that it smells like a Turkish rose.
Yeah,
it smells like turmeric. Hints of Earl Grey and a little bit of
some tart grapefruit.
Cracked black pepper,
sour grapes.
Do you think that she's gonna expand this to other celebrities? Like, we've got her, she's got a candle in her vagina. Just like the vagina smell, then the seeping orgasm smell. That's a totally different candle. I don't know if she's going to have any...
Stefan Fox. What? All right, we get it, man. You fuck. Seeping orgasm? Seeping orgasm?
Anyway.
All right, here's the golden question, though. If you could pick, who would you pick? Whose candle would you want? Obviously, Gwyneth Paltrow's a good one, but
I mean, beyond my besides
that's
my
not my
wife,
first choice, you know.
Besides my lovely
what would be
wife,
what would be your last choice? Who would we petition?
That's a better question.
We gotta ban a candle from, like, you wouldn't want like the Gilbert Gottfried candle.
Oh God, yeah. or like Roseanne Barr. I think hers. Is...
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah. Like Harvey Weinstein.
Oh no!
Too soon.
Yeah. His candle probably smells like everyone else's candles.
With a hint of prison cell, I think.
Yeah, and all their candles.
Yeah, exactly. I think the one that I would want the most, if it was a celebrity, Selma Hayek.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
I think maybe there would be, it was like a hint of chai, probably peppermint, and I'm imagining her of like a sweet with a spice to it.
Yeah, a little Latin.
Nutmeg?
Cinnamon? Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon, I like that. Yeah, yeah. And yep. Mayonnaise.
Gunpowder.
Yeah, yeah. what about you, Cam?
What's that girl from Underworld? Have you guys seen Underworld, the movie, the vampire one? Kate Beckinsale. Kate Beckinsale. You know who Kate Beckinsale is?
Yes.
Oh, love yes. her. I could smell her candle all day.
Oh, God. Is that the new, is that the new euphemism? Oh, I would smell her yeah. candle all day long. I'd light
yeah,
that
you could. That's a good pickup line, huh?
Can I smell your girl. Candle? I think that might even be a little more creepy than can I have sex with you?
Yeah, I'd like to take your orgasm and turn it into a candle so I could smell it all day.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'd like to get my nose right up there and just sniff and sniff Ooh. Until I can identify yeah. all the flavors. No, I
just that, we'll just leave that for Gwyneth Paltrow. Guys yeah. can't get away with any of that stuff, huh?
We'll leave that for GP. Yeah. Well, Eric, what about you? If you had any celebrity that you could buy the scents of their orgasm, who would it be? Eric's looking.
Buster Keaton for sure.
Googling. I don't know who that is.
From before or now?
Oh, when he was alive.
God, it has the scent of spider webs and a haunted house. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and talent.
And talent, yes.
Surprise, still smells like talent.
Raw talent.
Oh, man.
R.I.P. It's a good yeah. choice, though.
I'm gonna pour one out for my homie.
Smells like balance and acting.
These are not smells. These are not smells, Cam.
Smells like shoe polish.
Better. We're I don't getting know, man. Somewhere. We're getting somewhere. This is good.
Smells like steamed suits and steamed balls. No, okay.
Moving. No, it's good. It was good. I like the steam suits part.
This whole thing's just ridiculous. It's disgusting, and I can't. It's shock value for sure. I mean, that's all the reason we're talking about it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, besides me buying five of the candles, yeah.
Doesn't it though? It makes you super curious, right? When they explain it, you're like, "What does all that stuff smell like?"
Oh yeah, seriously. It would be really cool if something happened when you lit the wick, if you light the wick and then it starts spraying or something like that, or it just
spraying.
It just, oh, wow. It just continues to
There's
moan.
Wax everywhere.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Or just
it'd be like a prank candle.
As long
it'd be
as,
like one yeah. of those like exploding cigar.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. Is that a thing?
It's
like if
that.
you have the wick like connected to a little like explosive in the candle or something, you know? I don't know.
And it just explodes.
Glass and hot wax everywhere.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the thing that happens, because she's probably trying to seek out the pervs that are trying to get her odor. For her O odor. And so.
Oh
my God. Yeah, so is this just like a giant sting? Like they're trying to track down like some obsessive fan?
It could
like,
be.
All right, the guy who bought 2,500 of them in Nevada, that's the house. SWAT team, yeah. go.
I know. Buying
that's our man.
Probably puts down some sort of list. Yeah.
You cannot buy a gun legally if you buy one of these candles. That's the way it works. Fuck. All right. Well, moving on. I feel like we had a lot to say about that. Here's a question.
There's a lot there.
Yes. Here's a question from a fan. Eric, would you like to read this one?
All right. We got this. I need some advice before the holidays get here. I have two boys and the younger one is terrified of Santa Claus. Meeting Santa at the mall last year ended up being a traumatic experience, but we have to keep it up for his older brother who still believes in him. How do I explain to my youngest that he doesn't need to be afraid of Santa? P.S. I'm probably going to have to tell one of them about the Tooth Fairy soon, too.
Hmm.
Thanks, Santa's little helper.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric. So, as a non-dad, and Cam, I believe you also don't have any children.
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you'll be the perfect person to start with giving advice since you don't have any kids. You're the closest from being a kid. So,
right.
Did you believe in Santa Claus? Did you get traumatized from a mall Santa?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't experience much of the Santa stuff. So I would just say, screw it. Let the kid know it. Tell him about the Tooth Fairy. Just give him money. That's all the kid. Okay, if you keep giving him money for Christmas and you keep putting money under his pillow, kid's gonna be happy. You can break the news to him as long as you replace Santa with money. See how that works?
So you're saying replace bad news or substitute it with money, or no, not even substitute. Accompany bad news with money. So that way.
Yes, every single time. Yeah.
That way they get used to it. So whenever you have to say something bad to them, money.
Yeah, you go, I got some good news and I got some bad news. You tell them the bad news. They're like, good news is, here's $5.
The bad news is, Fido died.
Yeah.
Here's some more good news. $5. Here's some more bad news. I ran over him. Oh.
Yeah.
Bad news is no one could get a hold of grandma and she died.
But here's a Benji. A
she doesn't know how to use her cell phone. Yeah.
God, okay. So that's great advice. I like that. I think I can't really remember. I do have pictures of me crying as I'm sitting in Santa's lap at the mall. So I think it was a bad time. I think I blocked those memories out, if I'm being honest. But what I would say, keep it up for his older brother. I would say dress up as Santa. You don't even have to wait until Christmas. Just be Santa in like July and then play the part and then be like, ho, 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 and be a nice guy. Don't be a mall Santa. Just be a nice Santa so that you give a good representation of what Santa should be. And so your kid is going to start to think, oh, he's an actual good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely something off-putting about those mall Santas for sure. So I say you have a smart kid.
Yeah, it might be the smell of alcohol or yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, for sure. You do have a smart kid. So celebrate that and then also keep a facade going so that you can keep tricking them into things that aren't real and making believe. So
yeah.
Why do all of these Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy involve things breaking into your house at night?
Yeah, that's true.
You know why? It's probably because people broke into each other's houses and then robbers would go in there and the child would be so scared. They're like, what's that, daddy? And they're like, oh, it's a German guy that lives in the North Pole that brings presents every year. And they're like, oh, that's very comforting. And then he had to keep it up. So, yeah, that's how.
Did you say Santa's German?
Isn't he German?
That's worse than finding out Santa isn't real.
No. No.
Please tell me it's not real.
How are we going to tell kids that Santa lives at the North Pole when the whole Arctic is melted?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to reframe that narrative, aren't we? Santa moved to Brazil.
Santa's got a tan now and he wears shorts.
Oh God, no, because the mall Santa's gonna be in shorts or a thong or something, and that's not gonna be even worse.
How do you tell the kid about the Tooth Fairy? Like there's something that trades money for your teeth.
Yeah.
That just sounds I don't blame the kids for being uneasy with the concept.
Right, yeah. Right. You explain, oh, well, you take a piece of your body and you can pull it out or it just falls out naturally. You put it under your pillow and then some freak comes in the house, takes it, and gives you money. I mean, I think
they're like,
is-
what do they do with the teeth? Yeah. She's got a necklace.
They're like, smell this candle. It kind of smells like that at the end.
Just sitting over you, lifting up your head ever so gently as he takes your teeth and puts in two quarters.
Oh, what if you forget to tell your kid it's for your teeth that fell out? It's just something comes for your teeth at night.
Oh, yeah, right. God, I would be fucking terrified. I would be terrified. Oh, like, God.
You know, I was thinking, what if you didn't tell your kids that they were that their baby teeth were supposed to fall out?
Oh, like just let it happen, huh?
Yeah, just let it happen and be like, were you not flossing?
Yeah. See, that's why I told you to brush your teeth. Yeah. You gotta brush your teeth.
Yeah, oh, tough love lesson number one here. Yeah, fucking I got it.
I think it's pretty clear. I mean, none of us are parents, huh?
No,
I am.
Eric is.
Oh, you are?
Brand new parent.
Brand new.
Brand new. Oh, that's awesome. So don't. Let's just let them find out the hard way. let those suckers fall out. Like, oh my God, what's happening to me?
Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah. That's not supposed to happen.
The doctor said this might happen.
Man, makes me want to have a kid just to fuck with him, you know?
Just to fuck with him, yeah. Why else, right? Why else?
Yeah.
Oh God.
So when I was younger, I remember being on that verge of like starting to question Santa Claus, like, okay, something's not adding up here. And one year I actually I was like, all right, Dad, let me borrow your camcorder. And I borrowed his camcorder and shoved it into the tree so it was facing out. And I was like, this year I'm going to catch fucking Santa. I'm going to catch this guy this year. However, because I had to go to bed, I was like, all right, Dad, before you go to bed, hit record on the camera. And we're going to get him. We're going to get him. And
it's the year.
Come next morning. Of course, Santa had turned it off before he passed in front of it. And my whole plan went out the window.
Fuck. Did you try again next year?
No, I think I figured. I think I was like, fuck this. It's probably my parents at that point. Yeah.
God.
I mean, yeah. You put forth a lot more effort than I'd say a lot of other kids probably did. So props to you for this.
I think one year too, the Tooth Fairy left a note for me. And I went around trying to compare the handwriting on it to my parents on scraps of paper around the house. And sure enough, I think they had gotten a neighbor to write it because it did not match.
Really?
Can you imagine being that neighbor? Getting that request, you're like, listen, our kid's real smart. He's up to something. He's going to know it's our handwriting. So can you write this Tooth Fairy message?
Yeah, it just like becomes this game at this point. Like you just like are so committed to deceiving your child.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
Forged signatures and stuff, you know?
What would happen if you were 21 years old and you still thought the Tooth Fairy existed or Santa Claus?
Why would you be 21 and still dealing with the Tooth Fairy?
You never know. You never know. My parents, we were a little poor, so they didn't have that much money to give. So sometimes they wouldn't give money for my teeth, but they'd leave little notes that were like, I can't wait for more. But instead of that being a happy message, I was a little terrified thinking, what the fuck is going to happen? Yeah.
What, now you're just taking my teeth?
Yeah, I'm going to pull the next one out. Oh, God. So
she's going to punch the next one out.
That Tooth Fairy, she's a rocket. Cam, you there?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm doing this on my phone, so I just keep getting little notifications.
Grandma, is that you?
Yeah. Sweetie? It's just my mouth.
Yeah, it's just his mouth. Just my mouth.
All right. Any other things to say about that question?
Oh man, I think we covered. I mean, we gave him a lot of options. It's kind of either you got to commit to being Santa yourself, because you obviously can be a Santa that your children can trust, right? Or
That would blow the cover. Your kid would be like, Dad.
Yeah. You got to get a really good beard.
Get your neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get your neighbor.
Like, listen, I know I just asked you to write some notes, but can you put this costume on real quick? Yeah. Come over to the house.
Then your kid's going to be like, Santa and the Tooth Fairy have the same handwriting. What's up with that, Mom?
Something's off here.
I can only conclude that they're the same person.
Fucking the conspiracy board theories with
the pins. It would make sense. They both enter your house and to either take or something.
Yeah. Shit. I mean,
they're in cahoots.
What if they work together? The Tooth Fairy, she took the teeth, turned them into coal for Santa to come back and dump on naughty kids' stockings.
Yeah, so you end up telling your kid, the Tooth Fairy just took your teeth, and if you don't behave, they're going to turn it into coal and give it back to you.
I think I'm going to use that line for my kids. I think I might. It's really good.
And then your kid goes to school and tells the other kids that's what happens.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't think that through. Okay. Yeah, that might be bad. The teacher gives it. Oh, fuck. I'm worried about that, having a kid and then the teacher calls and is like, yeah, so your son came in saying the word cunt today. Do you know where he might have learned that? I'm like,
his mother. We just went to Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I have to ask his mom.
She has a dirty foul mouth. Like a sailor.
Yeah, she just got that candle from Gwyneth Paltrow. Content.
Well, Stefan, you could just say, oh no, that's a Brazilian word. It means
That's true.
Coconut.
Yeah, it's Portuguese for cunt, so
yeah.
Right. I feel like that was a good, we offered plenty of advice for this poor father. So let's move on to our next experimental segment. It's called Complete That Tweet. So what we have here, we're gonna have to be very descriptive. We have a picture that Kim Kardashian tweeted, but we don't have the accompanying caption. So we're going to have to describe it, and then we're going to guess or give her recommendations on what the best tweet would be. So, Cam, can you see it? Should I share my screen?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Why don't you describe to us what you see here, Cam?
All right. Well, it is... the beloved Kim Kardashian doing Kim Kardashian things, you know, just doing what Kim Kardashian does, putting her mouth on stuff in a very sensual way. It looks like stills.
Hey, if it works, it works, right? If it, yeah, I mean,
she hasn't changed much, has she?
Oh my God. By the way,
like her fingers in her mouth. It looks like stills from like a Carl's Jr. commercial, honestly, except the last one.
Oh, that's true. So I'm gonna start with the top left, and then we'll go. Well, I'll say which one, but in the top left, it looks like she has her O face. She's on the brink of orgasm, and she's holding a puffy Cheeto, and it's ever so gently against her voluptuous lips, her puffy I want to say puffy lips, but that makes it sounds like she has a disease. So
voluptuous was a good word.
Plump, that's what I was looking for, her plump lips. So she looks like she's really enjoying that Cheeto. Then the photo to the right, top right, it shows her with her eyes closed. She's got she's got her hand with what looks like a finger gun, and she's shoving her index finger inside her mouth and she's sucking on it, maybe sensually, a little bit violently, it looks to me, because she's got the finger a little high up there. Knuckle deep, I would say. So
definitely sexually.
Yeah, definitely sexually. And then
violent too.
Yeah, and then we go down and then she has a picture of her with her eyes closed again, with her tongue in a very strange triangle shape, sticking her tongue out. And then the last picture is...
the last picture is basically like, if you ask someone to make a baby turtle face.
Yes.
No, I think that's just what she... I think that's just what she looks like. We don't get a lot of straight on shots because of the cross eyes.
So she's got a lazy eye. So it's,
yeah,
she's a
little, but you don't see it because all of the... You normally just see her from an angle.
That's why she did all the surgery on her buttocks, so people wouldn't pay attention to the lazy eye. God, I, by the way, I just watched Fievel Goes West. Did you guys ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Of course.
You gotta give him the lazy eye. Did you get it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the lazy eye. Where did you watch that on? I want to watch that again.
I had to rent it. I had to fucking rent it. But I had a craving for it, and I was trying to explain to my wife about the tale of a little mouse and his family that went from New York. They were from Russia, and they went to New York. It wasn't working out for them, so they ended up going to the Southwest. And she just wasn't getting it, so I was like, we're going to watch the movie. And
but that's the sequel. That's the sequel, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Because the first, but the, I don't like the first one. The first one's a little too.
So you're like, I'm going to show you the sequel to a movie I love.
Everyone likes the second one better because the first one's kind of like depressing. I think it's just too dark.
Yeah.
But like the second one's all cool. It's in the West, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Way out.
I like how everyone likes The Rescuers Down Under better than The Rescuers.
Agreed. Exactly. I like The Rescuers Down Under way better. I liked that condor. He was pretty cool. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Did they name it? I thought it was just a giant ass bird.
Oh, yeah,
saving.
Maybe. And then there was also, what was it? Bianca was the woman mouse, the female mouse. And then Bernard was the male mouse. And there was some extreme jealousy because Bianca was feeling it for that Australian captain.
Oh, the cool Australian.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bernard, he's this chubby little dude. He's got the dad bod, and he's not having it. He's had a little jealousy, so they got in a little fight. I think the Australian guy died, but whatever. Anyway, going back to this picture.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He came back.
Whoa, yeah, way to spoil Rescuers Down Under.
A 25-year-old animated feature. My bad. But anyway, so any recommended captions for this? If you guys don't have any right now, that's okay, because what I'm going to do is read the comments that our fans left in our Facebook group.
Look at my range.
Yeah, Nathan Hagberg says, look at my range. I also didn't realize how sexual this was, so we did get a lot of sexual comments, and in hindsight, I should have seen that coming.
Yeah, it's just Kim K being Kim K, you know?
Can you guys explain this one to me? With a Cheeto like that in her mouth, she must be sucking on 45. It's like 45 Cheetos?
The 45th president of the United States.
Oh!
Is often described as being orange. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I suspect that's what that is.
Okay, thank you, Kevin Brown, for that one that went way over my head. Yeah. Mark
Real
and...
Slick. Real slick code words for the president. We keep calling him 45. It's pretty cool.
Seriously. Mark Anderson says, when she thinks of Ray J. Okay, let's bring him back. There was one more. Samina says, and she's English, so I'm going to say this in an English accent. This is how I do it, and my man loves it.
That was great.
Thank you. That's my best British accent.
It's a Cockney.
Yeah.
Cockney British accent over pictures of Kim Kardashian is just exactly what I needed, you know?
Yeah, actually, I think that works. I like it now.
That's pretty good. Good, excellent. Do you guys have any?
We should just read her tweets in a Cockney in that exact voice.
Just loving my time out with Ye. He's my boo.
I like it. I think this has potential.
I would probably start watching the Kardashians if she had a Cockney accent.
Oh, Courtney, you old accent. Bloke, what are you doing?
Like, that's actually her real voice. We catch her on, like, the behind the scenes. The camera cuts and she starts yelling at a PA.
It's just like secretly this like weird cross-eyed cockney. Oh man.
Fucking hell. Kanye didn't know what he was in for with that one. Oh shame.
Thank God she's voluptuous.
Yes, puffy. Puffy and plump, I guess. All right. Well, I forgot what the caption was for this. It was something like craving Cheetos.
Oh. Should have figured with the deep. Cheeto.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Should have figured she wouldn't have gone much farther than that.
Yeah. I thought it was something like eating Cheetos and sucking dick. And then.
Yeah.
go ahead.
Hashtag
I just
45.
I like the last one. I want to know what that face is, because everything is all sexual, and then the one where she's being really silly, is that like also sexual but like a different kind of sex face that she makes, you know?
I think the Cheetos just like gave her gas.
Oh.
Let's go to the tape.
Those Cheetos gave me gas. I got a fart.
This is the last time I get extra puffy.
You sound like one of the pirates from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
I was just about to say, oh, she used Paulie. That was actually the voice of Kim Kardashian as the pirate. Yeah, she did the voice for that old bald guy. So fun fact about Kim K. Fuck, what are we even saying right now? This is excellent. All right, guys, I think we are complete. Do you guys have any? One last thing that I wanted to do, but Anthony's not here. I was going to have us do the Kim Kardashian photo reincarnated.
I'm down for that.
It's time for shout outs anyway, so I just wanted to say, fuck you, Anthony. Thank you. I have work. The place that pays me is in priority, so fuck you. All right. Other than that.
Yeah, fuck you, Anthony.
There you go. Yeah, jump on board. Good.
Yeah, we all got it.
Yeah, fuck you, Anthony. You're worse than a fucking Cheeto.
How are we supposed to do our Kim Kardashian pictures? I can't do that. How are we supposed to do our Kim Kardashian pictures?
You're kind of without you here. It was a little New York for a second. Yeah, how are we supposed to do our fucking Kim Kardashian?
How are we supposed to do our Kim Kardashian pictures? It's really hard to say Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian.
And practice that. You'll have it down next time.
Next episode. Want to nail down. All right, guys.
Say
well,
Kardashian in a Cockney accent.
Oh, God. Yeah. Nothing turns me on more. All right. Well, guys, we've reached the end of our episode. We just wanted to say a huge thank you to our fans. If you guys haven't yet, please subscribe, tell a friend, leave a review. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much. Cam, do you have anything that you want to plug?
No, just want to tell everybody to stay beautiful out there and stay safe and have a good life. And thank you, Stephen. I'll talk to my man at Creed. We'll make a Creed song about Stephen. I just want to go out singing.
Oh, God, that just really, I got so excited. Thank you, Cam. Appreciate that. Eric, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
I got nothing.
Hey, that's okay. Plug you and your beautiful self. I don't know where that was going to go. But
I don't know what it is. Yeah, you go plug yourself too, man. Plug you. Plug you and plug you and plug you.
Go plug yourselves, guys.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we're going to go plug each other. But thank you, fans. And we'll talk at you next week. Bye-bye. All right. Good job, guys.
That's fun.
That was a very...